You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. There's a big problem with how we share academic scientific research. Across the world, almost every single science, technology, engineering, or math paper published is in English. And here in the U.S., a country with no national language, 21% of the United States population speaks a language other than English at home. A majority of them speak Spanish. Here in the Gem State, 1 in 12 Idahoans speak Spanish at home. That's where Project Scientia comes in. That's Boise State. This Boise State initiative is working to translate STEM research papers into Spanish to reach and educate a greater audience. Joining Idaho Matters to talk more about the inspiration behind this project and hopefully correct my pronunciation of it are PhD candidates Christina Barber and Professor of World Languages Carolina Vieira. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hello, Frankie.
Hello. Christina, I'd love to start with you. I understand you moved from Spain to study at Boise State University with Spanish as your first language. What concerns did you have coming into a university and a field that is so English heavy?
Well, I was lucky and I already did my master's before coming here in the Netherlands, and it was in English. So I think my main concern maybe it was the use of a more formal English than maybe the international, well, more formal, more like native English mm-hmm. instead of the international one. I think when I started like having to work in English and do everything in English, I think sometimes one of my main concerns will be like, am I going to be able to properly extract the real message from this paper and get the whole of it? Or am I slower reading than maybe my peers that are native speakers of
right.
English?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine that would be a concern. So where did the inspiration for this project come from then? Was it from that concern that you personally were experiencing?
So for me, it came because I work in tropical countries in Latin America. And sometimes I feel that we work with local people there. And they are interested in the project and they want to collaborate with us because they think that we are doing is interesting. But the problem is that once the project is finished, sometimes there's no time to translate it, or scientists forget, or there is not even considered the option to bring back those results to the people that is actually living there and that have been contributing to that research. And after that, and being a little bit more involved in the project, I have been finding even more reasons for pursuing this project. I think there is like a lot that covers this project and solves.
And Professor Vieira, I'd love to bring you into the conversation. As a world languages professor, how did you get involved with the project?
Well, this was through my colleague, Kelly Arispe, who initially made the contact. Christina can tell you more about this, but she joined one of the science classes. And so with Jennifer Forby also, they discussed that this could be a great opportunity of collaboration. And the university is trying actually to have this more interdisciplinary work with all the departments. And so that was our initial contact. Also, in my experience as well, I'm not from the United States, and I was a student here as well, and I'm also a researcher who has to publish in English and give presentations in English, and so I can relate to everything that Christina is saying, and of course I have a love for Spanish, and I work with the community in that sense, and with my class for heritage students, and so I think the project really fits well with all my interests in academia.
And so what does your work look like right now with this project in mind?
Well, we are in the process of getting more funding. And so we will apply for at least 3 grants that we hopefully will receive at least one of them, because our idea is to continue and expand this project and involve more students, because that is one of the most important parts in this project. And it's not only the translation of the text, which anyone can do, but it's also the group project and the opportunity for students to be able to share their heritage language and to understand that Spanish is also a valid language to disseminate science.
And Christina, what the professor said there, that it's not just about translating English research into Spanish. Can you tell us more about what else is going on kind of behind the scenes or beyond that?
Well, apart from translating science, we are making videos and podcasts, and I don't know if we will do other audiovisual materials in the future that are easier to understand that, like a plain science paper, and that are directed to broader audiences.
Professor Vieira, I know the legal copywriting world is very tricky when it comes to academic research. Have you ever run into licensing issues with doing this kind of work?
Do you mean for the project?
Yes.
We have done? No, not necessarily, because what we are basically doing is the presentation of the research that the researchers are doing. So we are not really translating the whole paper, which could infringe some copyright issues. But we are just communicating that this research is being done, and also communicated in different ways. Christina mentioned we work with podcasts, with videos, and in the future we plan to have a more visual way to communicate science for different audiences. We are also thinking about secondary school, high schools, I don't know, the community, so far from what I know, we are fine in that regard.
And Christina, do you run into issues around, translating a very specific or scientific or even jargony word that doesn't exist in English or Spanish? How does that work? Is that an issue at all?
Yeah, that's sometimes an issue. First, because I have done most of my research career in English, so sometimes I even have kind of like problems thinking about what will be the scientific term in Spanish. I will have to look for it. And the other part is that there's some specific, for example, the statistical analysis that we have found that the translation might not be used, for example, or the acronym might not be used, and it's just like the English word or like a translation that maybe is not that commonly used. So I think those are the main problems, maybe. Yeah, and also sometimes there are words that the direct translation might not mean the same or in the scientific context as it will mean to the rest of the population.
And may I add that the beauty of the project is exactly that the group of students who are actually led by we are very fortunate to have Fatima Cornwell, who is also a world language faculty member, and she is a certified translator and interpreter. And so she has taught to this group of students the basics of how to deal with issues of translation and interpretation. And that is one of the learning experiences that the students actually get from participating in this project.
And that's really interesting. And so the full name of the project includes languages other than English, languages plural. What other language, what language is next after translating into Spanish?
I don't know. Maybe Christina can also add to that, because I know she has been in conversations with some of her classmates and colleagues. And it's for now. It's the name was a very difficult one to find, to be honest. And so we tried to find a name that could actually represent that we have the intention in the future to add more languages, but. So far, we are focusing with Spanish because it's the one that we have the resources, the faculty, and the community members. When I say community members, I'm talking about the heritage students or the Spanish as a heritage language students. And so for now, we really don't know what language is going to be next. And it really, really depends on the interest that this project might have for the community and the resources that we might have.
So how can people... Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Christina, if you want to add to that really quickly.
Yeah, I was just going to add that I think one of one thing that we were planning and Jen Furby was mentioning was to use the same class in which these started to recruit students. And there are students in the biology department that are not only Spanish speakers. So maybe that's one of the reasons why we have kind of like wanted to open it to other languages, just in case there are other students with different languages that might also interested to pursue these.
We've been speaking with PhD candidate Christina Barber and Professor of World Languages Carolina Vieira about Project Scientia, which we will link to on our website. Thanks to you both for telling us about this and for this really interesting and important work. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Up next, who was left out of the women's suffrage movement in Idaho? I'm Frankie Barnhill. You're listening to Idaho Matters.